I will begin on the Q&A. I apologize if we do not get through all the questions today. Please feel free to reach out to our investor relations team at investors@chiron.ca, who will promptly relay any unanswered questions you may have. So going through some of the questions, first one is about the growth in Europe and the sales in UK and the impact of pharma drug. I think Francie has addressed this question and then the prospect of continued growth in UK and Germany with our new platform of pharma drug and how important it is for the long-term future of the company. We have Francie's question of what is the market environment for medical cannabis in Switzerland and through what channels is Chiron product being prescribed and sold?
Yes, thank you, Alvaro. So Switzerland is a very new market. It just opened up in August of this year, and the legal framework is comparable to Germany. So the product is dispensed at pharmacies and prescribed mandatorily by a doctor as a narcotic. So our products are sold in the pharmacy against a qualified prescription. What is also very interesting and why does it make it very similar to the model we have in Germany, there is a chance that a patient gets a reimbursement from the health insurance. As it's a very nascent market still, patients will have to fight for it at the beginning. But what is good is that the law generally provides and allows for that. And this is why it can become a very interesting market.
Thank you so much, Francie. A question regarding the timeline for Colombia to be back online in regards to the medical coverage. We cannot really right now establish a definite timeline. What I can say with confidence is that every step that the government needs to make to stratify the insurance coverage is being made, and that we actually have a short-term, very short-term expectation to have definite protocols regarding how this medical insurance should happen. I think what's important to understand is that, first of all, this is a very cannabis-friendly government who was placed in the middle of a decision that was not in their plans to have to take. And secondly, that medical cannabis is here to stay. We have serviced more than 35,000 patients in Colombia. We have seen the results. We have made publications. In the atmosphere of Colombia, medical cannabis is a valid medication. There are still insurance companies who are still covering it right now. And I think as we were been talking with some of the other regional governments, cities like the city of Bogota are actively pursuing medical cannabis programs as we speak. So this short-term transition, while the government does the review, I think and we believe that it's going to be a very short time. But of course, a definite timeline specific due to the sensitivity of this information and the decisions that are being made, we cannot provide at this time. Next question regarding on the loan that I mentioned. For the past 6 to 8, 9 months, we have always tried to show that we have a very robust business model that's based on a healthcare platform that is able to bring in patients that are suffering from pain, from neurological conditions, from sleep disorders, and that we can use medical cannabis on our clinics by selling a very high gross margin product and generating profits this way. One of the biggest challenges, as you all may be aware, is that the financial institutions are very wary about this industry. But the fact that the company, and Sereni particularly, is positioned more as a healthcare company allows us to have those type of conversations, going through the compliance processes, which are quite complex. But most importantly, showing a very robust business model, even with this short-term issue that we've been facing in the last couple of months. In the end, for us, this is a validation of our business model. It's a validation of what Cairo has been working on for the last 2 years. It's a validation of what Serenia does, the client base that we have, the health of our accounts receivable. And for us to be able to open this door, the private banks, investment grade banks, that offer us working capital that can increase as we start the medical cannabis process and we start up the medical cannabis insurance coverage, I think it gives us a lot of positivity regarding what the banking industry can look at companies that are focused on healthcare like Cairo. This will be a 3-year, 4-year type of loan, mid-rate interest rates according to the Colombian market, using traditional plain vanilla loans. There's nothing very exotic about this, but the most exotic part, I guess, is the fact that it's the first, one of the first times being done, and we are very proud of the fact that we are opening this door, not only for us and for our future, but for the rest of the industry. Question, Francie, regarding the mobile pharma drug. Switzerland, I'm sorry, I think we already answered that.
Let me pick up on this general question. So our licensing in pharma drug is unlimited. So it's a Schedule I license, so we could potentially register any product. We started off with registering our own products. We sell Bedrocan products. And we also explore opportunities where we open PharmaDrug as an access platform, as well for other brands where we think it could be complementary to our offering.
Question regarding health of our accounts receivable. One of the reasons why the financial institution has decided to open this for us is because of the health of the accounts receivable that we have, the quality of the clients that we've had and maintained, and the fact that we continue to grow in the number of patients that come to our clinics. Last year, in our clinics in Colombia, we saw close to 100,000 patient consults from January to December. This year until October, we have already seen more than 125,000 patients. But you have a business model that's all about the ability to offer services and products that patients need and more patients want, that allows us to improve on the quality of our clients and the quality of our receivables. The validation that we feel that we have with this institutional loan allows us all to know that we have a very healthy accounts receivable, that we have a very good relationship with our clients regarding our collection, and actually we have been improving it continuously since the beginning of the year. So I see most of the questions we have answered. I really appreciate everybody's time today, and thank you to the team for being so open about our operations. We are very thankful for the time, and have a great day, everybody. Good morning. Bye bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.